Anyways, I guess now that we're done talking business and I can totally, cut that part out of the show at the beginning, that we could kind of pretend that we're talking on Wednesday morning, even though unfortunately, as you guys can see, and I do mean dearly, dearly unfortunately, it's not my normal co-host, it's that other guy, Nick. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
He just shows up. Welcome to the
Like a
show.
bad penny.
Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. More on them in a bit.
Yeah, we like to keep them around every now and then. We wheel them out, show them off. So some people seem to like m miss you. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, man. No, I'm lying to you. Nobody
I
misses
know.
you. They all hated you, which is why I haven't had you on in years, months,
Years.
weeks,
I don't think I've been on Cup of Joe yet.
days.
Maybe I've been on COG once. Cup of Genre,
Maybe,
excuse me.
yeah, the daily cup of genre. Welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen. It is your old-fashioned LR mornings. Actually, it's even more looser. We've talked about UFOs like three times on this show already since we switched over on Tech Tuesdays. Just for some reason, every Monday night, Tuesday morning, something brings up UFOs. So
There more? The dump hasn't even happened yet, has it?
don't know.
Bill Clinton says he believes, but I believe in the exact same way he believes. Like, I don't think they've ever come here, but there's definitely intelligent life somewhere in the universe because it's just too goddamn big of a universe
I mean,
for life to be a coincidence and only happen once on
intelligent
trillions
life
of
sure as hell
planets.
ain't here.
Now you can don't be down on dolphins. People love dolphins. Chimpanzees have
Yeah,
thumbs.
but
They
they,
fling poop.
yeah, but we've captured all of them and kept them in horrible little tanks and cages.
Yeah, but they're the sweet ones. We're the terrible people. It's like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. You ever seen that? Eventually, the dolphins will just leave.
I read the book.
I've never only seen the movie. I got through like the Disney
Well, I read three.
five movie program where you get five movies for 25 cents, and then you have to like buy five movies over the course of 2 years, which is really easy because I just buy Marvel and Star Wars movies for all of those. But yeah, my story's kind of related to aliens very loosely. The
What's
horror
that?
story I have today. Well, today or yesterday when you're listening. Apparently, the Indiana Jones 4K came out in honor of Raiders of the Lost Ark, which the anniversary might be yesterday. It might just be this week. And by yesterday, I mean Tuesday. And I realized it in the evening, and I'm like, yeah, I gotta have that, even though I don't have 4K. So get on Amazon, it's sold out. I just search it generally online, it's going for $150 to $200. I run to Target, hoping they just have a Target copy sitting there. Target informs me not all locations carry everything, even though this is a super Target, and they never even got it.
Yeah,
So I
it's
pre-ordered it on
insane.
Best Buy. Best Buy, I had to pay $20 more to get the steel books, but it's the same set.
Best Buy, you price match them fuckers, dude.
Well, it's because they had the other version. They sell this, but the other version sold out just like everywhere else, but they had the steel book version left, so I bought it online to
Oh,
pick up.
okay,
Because
got
here's,
it.
I had the VHS of two of the first ones. Then I got the DVD. People can't see it. Remember the original first box DVD, everyone? It was widescreen or full screen if you were an idiot. Only the first three movies, a bonus disc. And then I bought them all individually again before Crystal Skull because they added like 1 5-minute special feature to each of the movies. Then, 2012, the Crystal Skull was available on Blu-ray for a while before they even released the complete version. Right here in my hands, I have the complete Blu-ray version. And then this is what I bought today at Target, but I'm gonna return it, which is it's the same set, only it's without the 4K. So I was gonna buy this, but I couldn't get the other one. It's not collectible packaging, it's just they have never given digital copies before, and it might as well buy a physical copy that has a digital copy
Yeah,
rather
yeah.
than shell out money for just a digital copy.
For me, it's just all about which film is going to actually benefit from 4K. I still stand by some films are hurt by the cleanup. Some films are hurt by making it look sharper. And I don't know, man. I almost prefer some of the fuzziness of a, say, Laserdisc rip of the original trilogy versus even the despecialized version, which... If you are able to get a hold of...
Oh, you mean Star Wars. Now we're talking about Star Wars.
Yeah, now we're talking
I have that one, too. The DVD. I have the DVD, copy of Laserdisc.
The one and only DVD.
Yeah.
Yep,
and there's a special feature on the individually sold. Yep.
And I got those because I was just like, God, the only other copy of the OGOT I got is the first THX remastered black VHX.
The one with like Yoda on VHS. One and Vader on one. Right. That was my first VHS of Star Wars too. Special edition.
Before that, we had recordings from like HBO or Cinemax or some shit like that.
To be honest, on VHS, I didn't own Raiders of the Lost Ark. I had like a CBS recorded me pausing it every time there are commercials. I never owned it. I pirated Raiders of the Lost Ark on VHS.
Oh man.
I think I own 2 and 3.
The good old fashioned days of being able to record media that easily.
And then like, you know, being very like sitting there right next to the play and record button, stopping it when the commercials start, and then trying to start it before the next scene starts.
Or like on
Or you could set it. I set mine all the time for shows I couldn't catch back at TiVo.
The radio calling in and requesting a song and trying to make a good mixtape for the upcoming family road trip or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Because dad or mom, whoever was driving, was going to control the radio and their music sucked. Nah.
Probably appreciate it more today.
some of my parents' music is all right. Some of it, on the other hand, I'm like, yeah, no, thank you. I can't do 80s, 90s country music, Reba McEntire and Tracy Lawrence and Garth Brooks stuff. Yeah, nah. Mom was all into that stuff. Had me, I guess, thinking that I was into it for a while because I wouldn't hate it, but God, like, it was just it was almost like overnight, it was just like nails on a chalkboard where it was just like, I don't relate to any of this. Like, I don't. This is garbage. And I have this fucked up, crooked nose from an accident. I can't help but sound like this. You're singing like that on purpose? What the fuck? you can send your hate mail too at that Kyle Malone on Twitter and smack that dislike button all day long. No, please don't hit the subscribe button and the bell so you can be notified when new episodes go out. I want to complain about Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah, I heard today was Ghostbusters Day or something, but I was too wrapped up with Indiana Jones.
Oh, don't worry, you didn't miss anything. Legitimately, no trailers, no new footage. They released like some character gifs or gifs, whatever you want to call them. I know it's technically the guy that created it wanted it to be GIF, but we all like to say GIF. Anyways.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Legit.
I thought you were saying the guy who created Ghostbusters.
No.
Ivan Reitman, but Bill Murray and stuff were like, they wanted it to be GIF.
No. On Twitter, they released some like character GIFs, and then I explained the real word. Anyways. Which, like, one of them has one of the kids trying to open the trap with like a pry bar and stuff like that. But they didn't do a lot, dude. And everything that they did do is mini puffs on the logo, mini puffs merchandise, mini puff Everything. Like, I got
the baby Groot over there and the baby Yoda right here. I mean, they're all duplicating. Oh, shit. I turned it on. They're all duplicating. They all want that cute. Sonic was in a few minutes of that movie.
There were cutesy things before Grogu, but Groot. And the mini puffs actually are a throwback to a comic book issue from back in the cartoon days.
Shut up!
80s and 90s. Shut the fuck! So the mini puffs are actually like in the lore, to a degree. But again, I point out to my whole thing about, you know, what is Ghostbusters as far as the original film, what isn't Ghostbusters, but doesn't mean that I don't like the movie or Ghostbusters 2 or the real Ghostbusters cartoon. I love it, but. Dude, like, I'm now at the point to where I'm no longer like, oh, this could be a good, fun, supernatural film. It just won't be a Ghostbusters film. The way they're pushing that, just that one thing. We know Slimer's in this. We know they got a new muncher or something that they were going to, it was released on a baking competition show. Because they were expecting the movie to come out.
That's why it was so long ago.
We know
it was still during the pandemic, though, but it was they could pull it, or it was already shot.
Exactly. We got one of those, and then these mini like, legitimately, Sony, if you want money, sell Spider-Man to fucking Marvel for $8 billion. It's a done deal, I guarantee you. Fucking Chappick will sign that deal tomorrow. I promise you. All in all, you guys can share the next films. You guys get all your stuff from your Venom shit that gets released. That's already in production. You still get the share from whatever from the Spider-Man deal that you got with Disney. But then everything from that point forward, sell it $8 billion because. This merchandise, I'm telling you guys now, if the movie's not that good, there's not going to be that many people like me with kids that are going to want mini puffs. I'm not going to keep it from my son, but I'm not necessarily going to be the one to take him to it. You know what I'm saying?
I always imagined if I had a child, I'd gatekeep them as far as like, no, you shouldn't be watching that. Only watch the original trilogy, son.
No, so there.
That's me, dude. No,
it is. It is. So here's how I look at it. There's a few things that I think are legitimate toxic. Fortnite. Hate me all you guys want. Fortnite is toxic.
I don't understand it. I don't understand.
It's just
how they keep mashing different characters into
it.
That's the main thing.
Because it's toxic because it's filled with 12-year-olds and nothing. Dude, you remember being 12? You were the most toxic person on earth when you were 12.
We didn't have as good at internet games when we were 12. we didn't have free internet games when we were 12. But, it was like StarCraft.
Hey, look, everything that we did on the internet, all the horrible things we said to other people,
to do now.
They're still doing that today. They're still doing that today. So... like Fortnite, my son's not allowed to play it. Number one, because the community, and I know you can turn off like voice chat and have text filters and stuff like that. But what's the point of playing a social game if you can't be social? So I let him play the game that Fortnite stole almost everything from, Team Fortress 2. I know a few servers that are really good. He's not going to hear any words that he doesn't already hear from me and Christine anyways. And he and I will play Team Fortress. That's another free-to-play game. And while they do have hats and cosmetics and things like that, they don't have anywhere near the loot box hat custom money things like Fortnite does.
There was a trailer today for adding Rick and Morty and some other characters into it. Like season 7.
It's huge.
I don't understand how seasons work in video games, but I know almost all the shooters have them now too.
It's huge. I'm not getting wrong, but it's a toxin, man. The community there is garbage. I like
single player games these days.
World of Tanks is another game. I love World of Tanks. The game itself is great. Thank God that it's text only chat, and not only that, but they made it team only, text only chat, because people spend so much money on World of a free game, free to play, but of course,
that's how they get you. That's how they're big.
People spend so much money that they get mad if they lose because you're not as good as them, and will like spam hate. To type and stuff, you know, if Lucas, he probably wouldn't even notice someone typing at him, you know, so I don't really care about that game. He could still be fairly social on the voice chat with his platoon, which would be me and my dad, his grandfather. But yeah, I don't want to gatekeep him, like you said, from certain things. But
I was just kidding.
But it's a real thing because think about all the things we as a society pick and choose to expose our children to or prevent them from seeing. Think about it. The cartoons that we pick and choose, the movies that we pick. My son never watched Bubble Guppies, never watched Paw Patrol, never. Now, the only infant toddler thing he watched, Sesame Street.
That's all everything we had else, back in my day. And
yeah,
Bobby,
that's
we
all.
We didn't have a whole
had.
Channel of kids shit to watch.
Everything else was Teen Titans Go, Amazing World of Gumball, and then classic Ninja Turtles, modern
nice.
Ninja Turtles, the 2012 version, because he was born in 13. Real Ghostbusters cartoon, you know, that's what I got him on, and now he's big into anime and stuff like that. He's getting interesting, and you don't want to gatekeep, but you do want to keep out things that you know are bad. And I keep telling him, like, look. Because he'll hear me say, I don't like something, and then he'll be like, oh, I don't like that. Lucas, you haven't tried it. You don't know that you don't like.
Well,
like,
he looks
I
up
still,
to you.
Yeah.
And instead of gatekeeping, I should have said, I would guide my child into the stuff I like. Like, don't you want to try, like, Indiana Jones? You'll think you're old enough to raise the lost
ark? Well, yeah, I want to show him everything that I do like, but I like I said,
just can't control the new shit. Though, again, I guess by the time I have a kid, if I ever do, all there will be of reboots on TV also. So I'll know all the properties, even if I don't know exactly what show it is. I'll be like, oh, the 10th Ninja Turtles, go for it. You know,
that's
Teletubbies rebooted. Go watch that.
That's very true. And you know what? It's also true. What I'm about to say in this ad video. If it opens.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. Grow Generation offers the best deals and discounts on the best grow products on the market. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
Thank you, me. I'm so good at that. Oh, man. Yeah, so the whole Ghostbusters Day thing, everyone is upset. I'm going to bring up, I don't know if I'm going to share it, but I'm checking out the Ghostbusters fans group that I belong to on Facebook. I'm going to see if I see any more outrage. A lot of people said, so no new trailer. That was a waste of a tune in.
Yeah,
they had
why
a small...
would you do a day without?
Well, not
when
only
does
that,
it come out, Kyle? When does it come out?
They didn't even release a release.
We don't. Date. We don't have a date for it yet.
No.
At the moment? Okay. Well, then it makes more sense.
They
like,
literally.
Sony's been the one who's like, we're not going to rush things. Unless it's Venom.
I think they're afraid of the movie. I think they saw a split reaction to the mini puffs. They're trying to push them more, I think, to see if they can get kids interested more. But this is the group I belong to. This is one of the photos that they shared. This is the type of stuff that they shared. That it's photo cool. there.
It's not much, but.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
It's like that's the house that.
Yeah.
Ramis built. Well, his character probably. Not that literally built.
Outstanding prop, man. Let's see here. What else we got? Did they show anything else? Let's go to their Twitter. Ghostbusters Twitter. Okay, yeah, here's some of the stuff they were putting out for Ned. Bill Murray on talking a few things.
That's been on before.
Yeah. Right?
That's the same as the old one. It's just pinned to the top.
I think maybe, is it? No, I think.
Because remember the original one where he shows it to him?
Well, it's his house, so. They talked about like getting the
prototypes and
stuff like that. And...
Okay, yeah, I thought it was gonna be that clip where Bill Murray laughing at the Stay Puffs.
No, some stuff from the kids. He's showing off the same toy poster. That I've got.
Old poster or a new version of the old poster.
Banner image. One of the gifts I was talking about, so I'm guessing this will be in the trailer that we see eventually. No, this is part of filming. Look, there's camera crew back there. This image, a Q&A, fucking mini puffs galore, talking about the three-pack things that you can order. And then
this is old Slimer.
Yeah, yesterday they showed this. Right here. And so, dude, they're just leaning so hard into the mini puffs, man. And I think at this point, they're like, go for broke for kids. I don't even think they're aiming for us. They have, look, everyone can point to Murray and Aykroyd saying positive things about this. They said positive things about 16 as well. I'm just pointing that out. I'm not saying that it can't be good, but Nick... gun to your head, God is watching. Thanos is considering to actually adding your name to the list specifically. Do you think that this is going to be a good movie in any way?
I'll watch it probably for Breaking Geek and just as a Ghostbusters. I'm not as big a fan of you. I love the first movie.
I've got tattoos.
Actually like 16 more than the second film. But almost because it's on.
Where's my mute button? How do I kick?
No,
you out
the
of
same
here?
Reason you like you kind of enjoy a Solo if it were not here? A Star Wars film. Like I enjoy it if it weren't a ghost. Like Chris Hemsworth is so fucking funny in that movie, and so is Kate McKinnon.
Yeah, but it's one of
the rest of it's a wash.
It's one of those that you almost can't separate it from the Ghostbusters aspect. Solo at least. When Lando's not there and they're not in the Millennium Falcon, because Glover does a good job of channeling Lando, that it's obviously Lando. The rest of the time, like even with Chewbacca, you can kind of just kind of push it to the side. But the majority of the beginning of the film, yeah, if you don't call him Han, it's not Star Wars, and it's okay. It's not great. It's not something I would have paid money for ever again, but I wouldn't have walked out as mad as I was at the end of it. But by the time you get to Lando and the Falcons and everything, it's firmly rooted in that you are ruining and shitting all over Han
Do
Solo.
Do you think you will enjoy, or is there potential for you to enjoy a Lando series? That doesn't have Solo in it at all. Not even a Solo cameo, let's say. Let's say Lando is about Lando and Lando.
Maybe
it's even a prequel and he's with his droid.
Right. I liked the idea that it would be him and Jonna, I think was the character's name.
Kira?
Jonna, the girl from Rise of Skywalker that, that is but isn't his daughter.
I thought it was going to be young Solo. I mean, young Lando. No,
they never said it was going to be.
I assume. I don't know. It's a funky 70s logo, kind of like the Solo logo. I think it's going to be.
Right. So here's what some people were hoping. It was going to be there because he had that line at that movie. Well, that sounds like an adventure worth having or a story worth looking into or whatever. Some people were theorizing that while they're on their journey, he's going to be telling stories from his
Calrissian Chronicles. He does that in the comic books too, the Lando prequel comic.
Exactly. So I like that idea because despite some stupid PR stuff and despite the rest of the movie being garbage, I felt Glover did a good job channeling what I feel old Lando Calrissian Lando Calrissian was. The Lando that eventually like gets married and stuff like that in the EU is he's a lot like me where like we could still churn on some charm if we wanted to, but we don't.
But I wouldn't want to see anything that's a continuation of Rise of Skywalker.
No.
Billy Dee Williams and that even felt shallow, where it's like, look who we got left. Doesn't he even say, I got a bad... Isn't he the one who even gets to say that line or something? I don't know. He just shows up at a random part in the movie, and then he shows up with a on your left moment. And then at the end thinks maybe the only black girl in the movie is his daughter.
Yeah.
I probably made you. I probably made everyone in this galaxy. My skin tone.
Oh, God.
That's the show I want to see. The reason there were no black people in Star Wars is because not all of Lando's children had grown up yet.
Oh, man.
Should do a whole Calrissian saga.
What happens when it's cheaper to film in the UK than it is to film in Hollywood? So all of your not just your extras but your bit parts, your small parts all come straight from England, which is very very white. So
there's black people. John Boyega. Oops, started him. The guy got Idris Elba.
how old are they now? How much more immigration and mixing has gone on since the 1970s?
Yeah, no, but like even yeah. I mean, like, I guess you could blame Indiana Jones for that too. It's because Nazis aren't black. And there are lots of Arab people or Middle Eastern people in the movies when they actually film in Egypt.
Yep. And
Mr. Katanga was black, captain.
things have got to be taken in context these days. It's like the number one thing people forget in almost any conversation. I'm not even talking just like political conversations or something like that. Any conversation, people forget to account for the context of an event, whether the event be the place, the person, the time, the date, the surrounding events. People just context is important. Look at Star Wars and people's reaction to Star Wars when you had people initially having some legitimate questions about, hey, why is Rey able to do all of this? And immediately they're jumped on when they're like, you never asked about Luke Skywalker and how he could feel the Force to blow up the Death Star. Well, two things happen in A New Hope. One, we learn that he is a good pilot, just like his father, and that his father was a powerful Jedi before he was seduced by the dark side.
By the time we get to Rise of Skywalker, it's like, you can use lightning now.
Right, so
you didn't know you could do that, but now you can. Now that you have that knowledge,
right, and so you had that moment where you have people that are so raw because of how the internet specifically is, that even going, No, don't question sexist this, that. Well, hold on. I've got two Jaina solo figures right there. The Force was female before Disney bought it. She was the face of the franchise going forward. Disney literally erased a set female for another female, borrowing a bunch.
Should have been related to the Skywalker
from that female.
Anyway. Have related to anyone.
So anyway,
I don't even know who the chosen one is anymore.
Context is what I'm getting at is you had people like bringing up a legitimate question, not even a complaint, literally just like, hey, storytelling wise, shouldn't you have made it clear that she's got, because later on they explain it that she's able to absorb talents from others.
Oh, that's not even in that's continuity. It's not even in the movies where they say that.
Exactly.
It's so dumb. Tell us that shit. Have Yoda be like, not like a normal Jedi, is she? Absorbing your powers and slowly killing you, she is. Boom!
Boom.
Nick Edition.
Boyle says boom! I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Oh, it's going
to
be so
back on it.
So sad to see that show go.
All shows, every saga has an ending. Even Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Not.
And every generation has a Brooklyn Nine-Nine type show that everyone loves. It is.
Star Wars has no ending. Sometimes, unfortunately, I just finished up listening to the original Thrawn trilogy. Ooh. Excuse me.
Audiobook.
I just got done listening to that on audiobook, the third one, last night, and I miss it. It reminded me how much I missed each of those new books because of how thrilling they really were. You know, here's a guy talking the book, and there's effects and pauses for obvious reasons, and it's like 13-hour, 14, 15-hour books, right? And I can read those usually in about a good 6 to 8 hours if I'm taking my time overall. If I really want to hunker down, I've done, 100 pages in an hour, just flying through and absorbing it, just loving every moment. And then getting to the end and being like, I gotta wait like 6 months for the next one in the series. What the
Just
hell?
Like the movies, only not as long.
And I'm now trying again the first Thrawn new trilogy. The one that was just called Thrawn, and then it was like Dark Alliance or something with Vader, and now
the
current. Yeah, and the current,
like Aftermath, maybe the Aftermath didn't have Thrawn in.
There's two Thrawn trilogies in the new
already
in the new canon. There's one that's a prequel, and one that's set, I don't remember when, post Rebels, before Rebels, during Rebels. I don't know, and I don't care, and I hate
too much
that
continuity
I don't
to
care.
Keep track of,
dude. And they
that's far
they
less
said,
than it used to be, but there's still too much.
They said that they were getting rid of the EU because you killed Chewbacca, and your continuity is messed up. Motherfuckers, you said all of your comics, all of your games, and all of your novels, we won't count the kiddie stuff. Excuse me. We won't count the kiddie stuff. And then your movies and the Clone Wars cartoons going forward were all the canon, right? And then you guys just start fucking around in the comic books like it's nothing. You know, Han Solo. Han Solo's got a wife, and God, that really hurt.
A New Hope, right?
No, in between A New Hope. He had her before A New Hope, but she like comes back in the first 70 some odd issues of the Star Wars comic that was set between 4 and 5, and like Luke and Leia meet her, and that's allegedly canon. Like, they keep wanting to, instead of doing what they should do, which is get away from shit that affects that Skywalker story and go way off in the distance.
What I've been asking for.
Way distant past or way distant future. They keep fucking around in the same areas.
Way future.
Like 1,000 years forward, 1,000 years back. Because why? Pete, when the High Republic was announced, I was like, ooh, I hope it's like 1,000 years in the past. They're like 200. I was mad. Why? One word. Yoda.
He was born.
I want to go.
Or after
Grogu
is dead.
I want to go before. Exactly.
I'm assuming Grogu actually has a longer time in all this canon than just, he's not gonna get killed by Kylo Ren. He's been in hiding or some shit throughout the, so he's a character they're gonna use a lot, I think, across everything.
But
going forward, comics, movies,
potentially
TV show. He'll have his own TV show someday. It's like adult group, adult child.
But that's legitimately the thing, man. I want to get away from the stuff that I already know. I'm even okay so much with Rogue Squadron being Poe Dameron and the new Republic, you know, or whatever the government's going to be going forward. So long as we don't ever talk about Rey, or, you know, other than in passing, maybe, like, I want to do a small focus story about Rogue Squadron going out and doing these hard missions. Unfortunately, it sounds like we're going to get basic training, really good people that have natural pilot skills or were pilots and other things, and they're going to go through flight training. I don't want flight fucking training. What is
Top
the
Gun?
No, I don't want
I don't want that in Star Wars. I don't like that. As I love it. Tom Cruise, I don't even like Top Gun.
You're it's not like, it would be one thing if it was just an X-Wing movie called X-Wing or something like that, right? Or they were making their god-awful
in space.
Alphabet Squadron. I don't know who came up with the title for that, but I swear to God, you should smack yourself in the face with a fish, just like the Scout in Team Fortress 2. It's like the most hilarious thing. You get this fish weapon, and every time you kill someone with the fish, it racks up kills. Because what's more embarrassing than being killed by a fish in a newspaper, right? So anyways, smack yourself in the face with a fish for Alphabet Squadron, because it's made up of A wings and B wings and X wings and Y wings.
Cute.
Yeah, no, it's not cute. It's fucking stupid. Anyways, do that other stuff, other stories, and Rogue Squad, you know, you want to do train Alphabet Squadron, but if you're going to do Rogue Squadron, you got to do it similar to the novels, not the story, but what the method was, which was they were pulling all of the best pilots from the different squadrons to reform Rogue Squadron to do
the Battle of Yavin.
Exactly. Battle at Endor.
Yes. Oh, the books are set after the franchise. Because
yes.
I think of the video games, which are set throughout the trilogy.
And the comics are set during.
Like, because I would want, if I heard that title, I'd be like, get me Sebastian Stan on the
line.
It's Luke Skywalker. He's not the main character, but he'll bounce in and out based on his other things he has to be involved in.
And then give
me a Wedge Antilles-led movie with a new actor playing Wedge. None of us really know what Wedge looks like.
Five years ago, 100% pre-Solo.
No, but now you want to get your shit out of there.
Exactly. Now the sequel trilogy and Solo were such a clusterfuck, just all together. And you can even throw in Rogue One
Rogue One's the second worst out of all the.
I like it. You're just stuff.
Copy. It's giving
Jammer Jr. over here.
I'm nothing like him as far as Star Wars tastes. I do like Last Jedi, but it's not even my favorite of the Disney movies.
Yeah, but they the whole thing was a clusterfuck, and it just, it was disappointing, and it just burns you out. You're just like, ugh, all that effort and emotion, it's draining, you know. So it is what it is.
I was thinking about Star Wars today because of all the Indiana Jones pictures that have been coming out.
Yeah, how are you feeling about that, man?
Super excited. I don't. So when I'm a critic or a scooper I follow said something, and I don't even hate him for it. Cause I'm like, you know, people are like, a lot of people, and actually, what was I thinking exactly? You know, it's like a lot of people online are writing like, you know, Star Wars. Some people are like, a Star Wars fan means you like whatever movie you like, or a Star Wars fan means you like all the Star Wars movies. I like all the Indiana Jones movies. Yeah, it's by far the worst. But it was what I was expecting going in. When was the last time a movie's been good with that kind of distance between it and the classic film? Like, you can't recapture it. Even if it was great, we wouldn't have felt great about it. But anyway, this critic I'm following, or scooper or whatever, was like, God damn, I hate Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, but these photos have me hard as fuck. It's exciting for me. You know, I love Marvel and Mission Impossible.
I heard some people weren't very happy with some of the things that they're seeing, like some of the filming, like some of the sets, some of the mask for the stunt doubles wearing a Harrison Ford
That's
mask
normal.
And stuff. Like, I've already heard detractors online.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I only follow positive people because, like, everyone's like, oh, sweet, a picture of a Nazi tank. And then, oh, sweet, it's Indiana Jones in the costume. And he's standing next to Kathleen Kennedy and her husband. He produces, like, every Spielberg film back in the day. Now he has his Frank Marshall, who met on Raiders of the Lost Ark when he was producing the film, and Kathleen Kennedy was Spielberg's assistant.
I got a question for you. If this movie doesn't do good, let's say it bombs. Let's say for some reason, right? There's no reason.
Won't happen, let's say for some reason.
Yeah, there's nothing to say that it will right now. Like I said, the only complaints I've heard have been like things about physical stuff. I haven't heard anyone say anything about story or anything, just people making fun of some of the way things looked. Because of her name already having so much baggage with it, and I've already explained to people that, you know, while we look at certain things as baggage, like, you know, what, 5 out of 9 director turnaround, you know, not very good. The studio looked at, did she make a profit? Which she did. So, with movies, based on their investment, and people can point to toys or the parks, that's different divisions. But if it doesn't do good, do you think that is a final nail in the Kathleen Kennedy coffin?
Like, I don't think so, because Disney really doesn't seem to give a shit about Indiana Jones, and that's been very clear, and it's been made me and people like James Burns very angry.
But you guys are going to get a game now and this movie.
They've announced a game too?
Yeah.
Sweet. It'll be on a console I don't have. And the last game sucked. It was supposed to be great. It was an original adventure. It was headed for next-gen systems, and it ended up on the Wii where I could at least play it, but it's like a broken video game. But yeah. I don't know. It's nice to see that they care. Or at least they're acting like it right now. But I do think Kathleen Kennedy has already made a great decision. That's also a controversial decision, but it wasn't her fault. She had to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Spielberg stepped down. I don't think it was Spielberg who went out looking for his replacement. Kathleen Kennedy is the one who's like, James Mangold.
Yeah.
Had a little list including him.
Oh, she.
I think he'll make all the difference.
She already had him tapped for the Fett movie they were going to do.
Oh, Mangold. Oh, yeah, that's right. So Mangold's been on her mind for a while.
Yeah.
He's perfect. I don't want to be – a lot of people like James Burns. He's a contributor for the site. He wants, like, this to be, like, a Logan-type send-off, but then either recast it or have, like, protege, but still call it Indiana Jones as long as it isn't Mutt. And they're like, no. If Harrison Ford's not in it, it's not the same franchise. I need to reevaluate it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in on Indiana Jones 6 if it's not Harrison Ford. For example, I'll watch the trailer and then decide. But this is definitely, and this is how I compare it to my fandom of Star Wars too. Not really into the universe, the more shit they show me. I'm into the original characters when they were young. Like, I'm less of a Star Wars fan than I am a Leia, Chewbacca, Luke, and Han Solo fan.
Yeah.
Or even the droids. But they are the same the age, like all of them.
You're a fan of the trio and their entourage.
And that used to be, exactly. And that used to be the case with Star Trek. But weirdly coming back to you, nah, it doesn't really matter anymore if I say it. I was going to say make a Star Trek, Star Wars comparison earlier. But my Star Wars thoughts that brought up this whole part of the Indiana Jones thing was that I was thinking the more movies they make, the more they lose what made it, what, you know, Star Wars, the more you add to it, the more you're like, okay, this isn't that much like
well, it's 'cause I was thinking, I'm like,
yeah, it's just like the more details you add in, it's like, oh, the Clone Wars sounded so cool. And then you show me the Clone Wars involve actual clones that are going to be future stormtroopers. I'm like, oh, that's fucking lame. The name was cool. Same with the Kessel Run. Like, Kessel Run sounds so fucking cool. And they show it to you, and you're like, oh, just had to drive by a space worm. But Indiana Jones,
we said, yeah, we don't want to see him rescue Chewie, and we don't want to see him win the Millennium Falcon, and we don't want to see him and we don't want to see the Kessel Run, because those are all things we already know happen. We don't need to see, don't show it to us. Show us Han Solo at his prime stealing shit. Like, why did we only get two failed, bumbled fucking high? This should have been Han Solo, crack pilot at the academy, can't cope with the slavery, breaking out, going pirate and rogue with Chewie, because fuck both sides. That should have been the movie. High action, fucking yeah. No, instead we got check mark, check mark, check mark, check mark, check mark.
Speaking of that, I watched Cruella last week.
Oh, I haven't
Cruella
seen it yet.
Is the prime. I won't really spoil it. I think it's a prime example of how not to do that, or how not to the opening scene of Last Crusade. Mm-hmm. It's like, here's why he likes a hat. Here's why he likes a whip. Here's why he has a scar. That one's like, here's how she got her first name. Here's how she found her fake last name. Here's how she met Jasper and Horace. Here's how, like, here's why she hates Dalmatians. It's like, it is a tick, tick, tick. And there's a sequel now coming out. And someone tweeted, I only saw it because, someone I follow made fun of it. Someone tweets, like, we need more original movies like Cruella and Joker. Original IPs like Cruella and Joker. It's like, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about?
People put their foot in their mouth all the time. Somebody once complained about a Street Fighter character not being in a Mortal Kombat game.
It was a big publication too, like AV Club or someone.
Like, seriously, like,
know your geek if you're gonna write about it.
I got it, guys. I'm in this industry with you. I help either record or edit what, Nick, 9 podcasts a week. I get it. Like, covering shit's tough. I watch a lot, play, read, listen to a lot, and I'm not gonna put something out there that I don't really know about, and I'm not gonna put my company's name on something that I don't feel confident in. It's one thing to make a typo, to make a name slip, a mistake. It's another to completely not even understand the different games. That is literally, you were tasked to write this story. You knew a little bit about Street Fighter, so you thought, just, guys, do the
look
extra
it up if you're not
time.
Sure.
Take the extra time. My wife
don't
is...
write a whole, this thing, especially in the point you're talking about, don't write an entire article about something and making it a big deal, almost like a sexist deal. Wasn't that the point of the article? It's like, where's the main female character? It's like, she's in another franchise. She's always been.
I think it was because they were like, where's the Asian? They cut the Asian representation, yeah. Chun-Li. And it was like,
Mario, the Peach is a different franchise.
Yeah. So, do some research, have some journalistic integrity. Mistakes will be made, but never, ever say you've played something that you didn't, that you've reviewed something that you didn't. And believe it or not, it's actually illegal to influence commerce with false advertisement, false representation like that, saying, hey, this is a great product. If you don't actually put hands on it and believe it to be a great product, check it out. It's a real thing. It's iffy waters. Like paid advertisement.
Everyone does that.
Is an iffy
from
thing.
Celebrities down to a little
right.
bit above our
but
level
that's the
and
thing.
Our level.
They have to actually put their hands on it. They have to try it, and they have to at least not hate it to legally endorse it. They don't have to continue to use it, but. If they'd never touch it and they just say, hey, yeah, this is 100% good, that's U.S. Code 15, chapter 45, I think. Anyways, go ahead.
That's crazy. What was I saying? Well, I was going to add that there's some rule with car commercials, and I never read it from an official source. I read it years ago, so who knows? But something about, like, if you're doing a voiceover, you don't have to have anything to do with the car. If you're seen driving it in the commercial, you actually have to drive the car. Something like that. We're like, Will Arnett doing a voiceover or Dexter doing Michael C. Hall, the creepiest car commercials.
It's
should have talked more about trunk space. It's just his voiceover. It's different than Matthew McConaughey or Brie Larson speeding up in the car. Or Matthew McConaughey being like, I love you, Lincoln.
Yeah. It's
Wild
it's
Turkey at the same time.
15 U.S. Code 45, unfair methods of competition, unlawful prevention by commission. And it goes in there and talks about methods that affect commerce that are unfair, deceptive acts or practices in or affecting commerce are hereby declared unlawful. And it goes into some very detailed things that make you look at paid advertisement and really wonder how many people are following the letter of the law? How many actors took X drink and said, okay, yeah, it's not killing me. I can say
good
I like
enough.
It.
Let's shell
good,
it.
Good enough. Let's shill it. Hey, X drink is great. Look, it's not killing me. Okay. But if they were like, hey, here's X drink. And he was like, okay, whatever. X drink's great. I'll drink it every day. That's technically illegal because he is a big name. You know, he being
The Rock.
Cavill Benry. Cavill Benry, big name. Cavill Benry can influence X drink. So anyways, we have definitely done a fair wild card Wednesday discussing everything from Ghostbusters to Indiana Jones to the fine points of advertising laws. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Daily Cup of Genre. God damn it, Nick. I got to change the overlay for this. Put your information in there.
Pretend I'm Manny.
Anyway.
by the time this is out, I was just thinking to myself, there might be a show out that we've watched.
Yes. Well, time-wise, yeah, indeed. I'll let you plug that away, Nick. Plug what is coming out tomorrow and then very, very nice and early Thursday morning.
All right. Loki starts tomorrow. Countdown to Loki was trending all day. Sponsored content, but still. And they released so many clips that I've avoided watching. But Owen Wilson actually looks like he's excited because I watched Owen Wilson behind the scenes clips. I don't know why he's just like a cowboy. I don't know if he's on set for another movie or if that's part of the Loki script. And most of his things, he's dressed as a cowboy. But tomorrow or today, when you're listening to this, Loki will be out. Marvel's third Disney Plus show. 6 episodes, 60 minutes about episode. We have the length of the first two, which is like 50 on one, a little bit higher than 50 on the other. And of course, just as we've been here for you on WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier, we will be your guides and we'll be here every Thursday to Marvel Multiverse Mondays presents Loki Thursday episodes of our Marvel podcast. So we've been doing a few shows leading up. If you want to listen to us talk about Thor, the Dark World, and Ragnarok. Otherwise, tomorrow we're going We'll record tomorrow or today, and so by the time you listen to this on Thursday, day from when you're listening to this, unless you're years in the future, we'll have the podcast out.
I'm trying to create the slug, the template tomorrow, so I have to do as little typing as possible so I can get it set, scheduled, so you guys will have it bright and early Thursday morning to listen to for all of you that don't necessarily get to listen to it or watch the show before going to work or getting the kids to school or doing school yourself. We have an all-ages crowd, which reminds me, don't say fuck in front of your parents, okay? God damn it, that shit is terrible. You say that shit around your friends only, okay? And not in front of your friends' fucking parents. I got in trouble for that shit.
I'll do it in front of family of any type, but not my friends' parents.
To wrap it up, I always looked at curse words as just words, right? All words are made up.
Kevin Smith taught me that.
Right? All words are made up. It's the person saying them that gives them meaning, right? Your intent with the word. Hey, Nick, great fucking job out there, man. Good work, right? Positive. Hey, Nick, great fucking job out there. Good work. Oh. Sarcastic, garbage. Same words, right? Context matter. So we teach Lucas that they are grown-up words and that you have to be grown up to understand when and where to use them. I'll be completely honest. Me and my 10-year-old son playing Super Smash Brothers, and I beat him, and he goes, son of a bitch, I am not going to bat an eye. That will never bother me. So long as I never get a phone call from his parent, his friend's parents or the school, like your son's, you know, said curse words at school, then it's like, look, dude, no, you don't understand the time or place. You don't get that. But anyways, Daily Cup of Genre, you get parenting tips. Woo! I'm at that Kyle Malone on Twitter, at that one Kyle Malone on Instagram. I do this show five days a week. I do anime versal reviews. We were talking FLCL Fooly Cooly this weekend on Saturdays. Look for the Cantina out on Fridays. That's Star Wars news. Nick already talked about Marvel Multiverse Mondays, Loki Thursday days. We also have Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast on Fridays. Ooh, excuse me. We have gas from Diet Doctor Drink. I don't want to, you know,
Diet Doctor Drink.
And then be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, guys, and hit that bell so you can be notified when all those shows go up. We've got like three of them are video versions, or two or three of them are videos now. And then all that stuff's also available in audio format on the podcast network, the Genreverse Podcast Network, brought to you by LRMonline.com, where you can go every day for all your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. I got through it, Nick. Where can people find you at?
At Geeky Nick Doll on Twitter.
There you guys go. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening today. Nick, thanks for being on the show and filling in for Manny. I'm not going to say what he's doing because
nothing bad.
It ain't natural. Okay. No, nothing bad. Everything's good with him. He's just got something very professional to take care of and deal with. So he'll be back when he's back. Until then, Nick, Christine, Brian, get your asses back to work, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.